President Bush toured fire-damaged areas of San Diego County today. He met with residents who were planning to rebuild their burned-out homes and thanked weary firefighters for what he called their superhuman efforts. The biggest wildfire in California history is now fully contained. As the smoke clears, both firefighters and politicians are beginning to ask what lessons can be learned. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Taking a break from fighting the fire in the mountains east of San Diego last week, Ray Marquez pulled out a camera and snapped a few pictures. Even for veteran firefighters like Marquez, San Diego's massive cedar fire is one for the scrapbook.
We've never seen anything like this before, and this is sort of different for us, seeing this much fire all in one place.
California's biggest wildfire ever has produced snapshots of bravery, but also nagging questions about decisions made in the first hours of the fire and in the years and decades before. A close-up on the fire's origin suggests there was a small window of opportunity to contain the blaze soon after it began, October 25th. Dave Weldon, a sheriff's helicopter pilot, spotted the fire shortly before sunset that Saturday when it was still just a half acre in size. Weldon's partner radioed for aerial firefighters. But Weldon says the request was denied because of a U.S. Forest Service rule against flying air tankers after dusk.
In retrospect and looking at what all happened there, it's definitely frustrating. We had no idea it was going to turn out to be such a disaster. But it was frustrating at the time, but it's understandable.
By noon the following day, the wind-whipped cedar fire had grown to 100,000 acres and was threatening suburban cul-de-sacs. Rich Hawkins of the Forest Service defends the policy against flying after dusk, saying it's designed to protect pilot safety.
There have been fatalities and aircraft accidents in the past. We actually had a program where we tried to fly at night back in the 1980s, and we had to discontinue that due to safety concerns.
Beyond the immediate decisions, there are questions about how well prepared San Diego's tight-fisted governments were to fight a fire of this size. The city has fewer firefighters per capita than the national average, and neither the city nor the county has firefighting planes or helicopters. The region ran out of money for its lone leased fire helicopter the week before the Cedar Fire began. San Diego also may have been handicapped by its patchwork of 44 local firefighting agencies and by bureaucratic hurdles that restricted aid from the military. County Supervisor Ron Roberts is now calling for the creation of a county-wide fire protection district with its own fleet of helicopters, even though it would take a special tax to pay for that.
I think it's pretty clear that we've been hamstrung by a public and by elected officials that haven't been willing to say, look, here's what we need, and we're going to have to find a way to pay for it.
Finally, the wildfires have raised questions about long-term policies of putting out fires and putting up homes in San Diego's backcountry. Fire ecology expert Richard Minich of the University of California at Riverside says quickly dousing backcountry fires allows fuels to build up, so the fires that do get out of control are that much bigger. He notes that in the similar terrain of neighboring Baja California, backcountry fires are allowed to burn themselves out.
The fires, in time, actually run into one another, so to speak. So it's a self-regulating system, and the more fires you have in it, the smaller they get. The fires in Mexico seldom exceed maybe 5,000 acres, and yet they don't even bother to put them out.
Some researchers dispute Minich's findings and his recommendation that land managers fight fire's danger with more controlled burns. Minich also recommends tougher fire-safe building codes and limits on backcountry development. This week, California Governor Gray Davis and Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger appointed a commission to recommend improvements in firefighting and prevention efforts. San Diego officials say they welcome the scrutiny, even as they applaud what firefighters were able to save this time with their limited resources. The Cedar Fire killed at least 14 people and destroyed more than 2,200 homes. But one resident, unfurling a thank you banner at San Diego City Hall yesterday, said the fire should be measured by what didn't burn. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.